Hey, Raider fans, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Here at the Alameda Permanent Practice Facility, it was a bit wet out on the field for the Raiders practice. Now, although the weather is said to be good for the upcoming game against the Ravens in Baltimore, it doesn't hurt to be prepared for just about anything. Now, another way to be prepared for the upcoming game is to watch the Raiders report each and every week with host of the show, JT the Brick. JT, let's check in with you right now so you can tell us what we should be looking for in this upcoming game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Thanks, Jeanette. When the schedule came out, I thought this would be the toughest road game of the year for the Silver and Black as they travel to Baltimore to take on the 6-2 Ravens. But let's go back to last Sunday, that shootout at the O.co Coliseum. The Raiders had the ball late in the game with an opportunity to win and came up short. In the loss, Carson Palmer threw for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. If Carson can cut down the turnovers, he's capable of throwing for over 300 yards every game, and he'll need to play great on the road. Now, looking at this Ravens defense, it's not the same defense from the last 5 to 7 years. Ray Lewis is out, Haloti Ngata is banged up, and Ed Reed is another year older. But they're well coached, and they know how to tackle. They are fundamentally strong. And depending what the Raiders do at running back, they're going to have to establish the run so Carson can get going with the passing game. I love the way the young receivers are playing. Rod Streeter can go up for any ball. DHB is playing with confidence. And Brandon Myers is being a force over the middle of the field. Marcel Reese had a breakout game. So I think when Baltimore is looking at the film of the Raiders, they know that the Raiders have a lot of weapons on offense. Now, when it comes to the Raider defense, they got tore up by Doug Martin. We're aware of that. He had the greatest game that a running back's ever had at Oakland Coliseum. And that can't happen with Ray Rice in Baltimore. They're going to do the same exact thing. They're going to run them hard, and they're going to run them up the middle. And the Raiders are going to have to fill holes and gang tackle him. Because last week, Martin got into the secondary, and once he did, his speed got him to the end zone. Ray Rice can do the exact same thing, so the Raiders are going to have to scheme against that and do a much better job. This is going to be a field position battle. Got to have a great game by Shane Lechler, and Janikowski, I think, has got to have at least 3 field goals for the Raiders to win. The goal should be shorten the game, get to halftime, and make the correct adjustments coming out in the third quarter. If the Raiders can do that, quite possibly we could see the same effort that the Silver and Black showed in Atlanta, where they outplayed an undefeated Falcons team but came up short. This is a great opportunity for the Raiders to win a road game and come back with great momentum as New Orleans comes to town. Back to you, Jeanette.
Thanks, JT, and thanks everyone for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Tomorrow, be sure to log on so you can see my one-on-one interview with Mike Mitchell. And of course, don't forget to vote for your favorite Raider players right here at Raiders.com for the 2013 Pro Bowl. Get to clicking right here at Raiders.com. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Have a great day.